Okay, everybody, it's the last day for a while of using a mediocre microphone situation. And here I am recording on my phone in my hotel room to give you some updates from my time in Boston.
Your daily Lex.
So yesterday was a filming day, and we were filming in this pretty interesting place that was called, I think it was called Musician's Playground. And I get to that location at 7 a.m., which is when I'm supposed to be there. I was also the first person to be there. And man, it was just full of instruments, especially pianos, guitars, bass guitars, and ukuleles. I played with a grand piano, and then they also had a whole bunch of electric pianos, including the same one I had at my house, which of course means nothing, like is not in any way interesting, yet I found very exciting, and I told anyone who would listen, hey, I have this exact electric piano back in my house. I wrote some songs for the company I'm filming ads for, and it was fun. We had a good day of shooting. It was very exciting because they had an iPad set up as a teleprompter, and boy, that's really fun, especially because we got really far ahead of schedule. You know, now that we've worked together a bit before, they know how I do and I know how they do. And so we started at 7, and by like 10:30 or 11, we had done everything that they had wanted to make sure they got done that day. So we did some of the second day's shooting, that's today's, but a lot of those were office scenes that we couldn't film on that location. So then they started, you know, their whole marketing team is there. So they started writing other stuff. And with the iPad teleprompter, that was very doable. Without it, it would not have been. They had a very cool tech crew there. And we should have great audio from everything that I saw, and definitely great video. So it was fun. And around 2 something, they're like, hey, we really have nothing left to do today, and we have dinner reservations at 5:30. Should we just cancel that so that we can, you know, so people don't have to hang around for that long? And everybody kind of agreed, yeah, let's not do that. And then some of them said, well, let's all get a drink. And then the most senior person there was like, sure, let's do that, but I have to do a call first. So I wait for that call for 10 minutes and then for 30 minutes. And then at the hour mark, I was like, hey guys, I'm going to go. And they're like, yeah, that makes sense. That's fine. Because she was clearly on a very long call. And it seems silly that I was just sitting around in this studio with nothing left to do when I was officially done for the day. So I had been in contact with your friend and mine, an occasional guest host of this very program, Dan Morin, who lives not too far from where I was. And he and I were arranging to see each other. And he picked one bar. And he's like, why don't we go meet at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel's bar. And I texted him, boy, I don't know if I'm dressed appropriately. And at the same time, he was texting me, except I don't know if I'm dressed appropriately. So we went to a different bar that Dan's wife, Kat, suggested. And Dan tells me where it is. And so I head out, and it's 1 mile from my hotel. And I'm just going to walk because it seems silly to get a car. But like, as soon as I start walking, I get the thunderstorm warning. And so now it's a race against time to get there on time. And I'm texting Dan my ETA, and he at one point texts me using Siri from his car that he's in terrible traffic. I'm like, oh, I might get there first. And I do. And I have occasional drizzle drops falling on me from the sky. That's rain, by the way. And but I beat the thunderstorm. Then I can't quite figure out how to get into the bar we're going to, and I eventually do. Great. Within like 1 minute of my getting into the bar, just insane torrential thunderstorming happening outside. Dan was pretty delayed by the traffic, but then he came. And we had a nice time together. And after Dan left, it was still raining. And I thought to myself, I could go back to my hotel and eat, but I would get soaked. So instead, I will eat at this hotel because we'd go to yet another hotel bar. And so I got some dinner there. And then when I finished that, the rain had abated and I went back to my room. Then in my room, I was definitely two screening because I was watching The Boys on my iPad while watching the Eagles preseason game on my hotel room TV. And one thing is for certain. Preseason games are very, very stupid. Anyway, today I have one more day filming here in Boston, and I get to go home, and everybody should hold good thoughts that I get to jump on an earlier flight, because I do have an early start tomorrow to go pick up my 2 younger kids from camp. So the earlier I can get home, the better, in my opinion. That's all I got. Happy Friday. Happy weekend.
Lex. Lex.